Amanash from the Talmud, did the Rav do that yesterday?
Yeah.
We'll start from there. Amanash from the Talmud.
Yeah, he did.
Amanash from the Talmud? What? You have to Amanash from the Chacham? Okay, fine. So the Gemara, Amem Tes, Amud Beis, like 6 lines down, says, Amanash Shani Chacham, if a man says to a lady, Hariat Mukadashasli, Amanash Shani Chacham, what's called a Chacham? Who's considered wise? Ain Oimrim Kachachme Yavne, you don't have to be a Chacham like the Chachamim in Yavne or Kerabi Kiva Vechaverev. As long as you ask me a question somewhere, and I say, not just like what's actually written on the page, but I say it, I say like a little bit of a svaris, even in one place, and that's enough that I'm considered a chacham. Rashi says, milsa d'talya b'svara. You know, once we see I could say logic in one place, so then maybe it's mistaver that I could say logic in other places. So it doesn't mean I have to be a bucky in all shas, or I have to be able to answer every single shas. It just means I could answer at least one question in one place, which is tali b'svara. What about amanas shani gibar? Let's say I say, hariyat mekadeshesli amanas, that I'm strong. What's a gibar? What's considered strong? Ein oimrim ka Avner ben Ner. You don't have to be like the head general, like Avner or Kiyoya ben Tzruya. Al kol shechaver mizyarmi menum negvurasa. Gibor just means relative. It's not an objective thing that I'm a chacham or an objective that I'm a gibor. As long as in my city people are or my friends are scared of me because of my gvura, that's enough that I'm considered a gibor. You don't have to be some sort of super gibor. What about Amanash Ani Asher? That I'm rich. Once again, what's considered rich? Ein Oimim Krabalozer Ben Charsam or Krabalozer Ben Azari. You don't have to be some super rich person like Rothschild, like Krabalozer Ben Charsam, like Krabalozer Ben Azari. Kol Shebnei Ibra Mechabim Shebnei Oishrei. What's the definition of an usher? If the people in your city, the people of your shul are Mechabim, you like an usher, then you're considered an usher. So it could be like in one city, in order to be an usher, you have to have $10 million. In another city, even if you have $100,000, that's considered an usher. It's very subjective. As long as the people in your city respect you because of your usher, they give you a kibbutz or whatever it is, that's enough that you're considered... So that apparently, you know, is more for Pirkei Avos, but when people say an usher, they usually mean... If someone's Mekayesh a lady and says that I'm rich, she doesn't mean because I'm happy. B'derechal, he means that I'm actually have money. That's what most people mean. I mean, maybe if you're a big Baal Musar, and then maybe in that context, perhaps it will mean something different. Zok Rashi, Rabbi Lozer ben Charsim, Amrina Mesechus Yuma. Who was Rabbi Lozer ben Charsim? Shenich le'aviv Elos Sfinis. He owned 1,000 boats. Biyam, Ukanagdin Elephiyarish Biyabash. Apparently in those days they would like own a city, and he owned 1,000 cities and 1,000 boats. So that's quite wealthy. Hudra Blazer Ben Azariah, Tracer Alfia Golem Hayama Asim Edrikoshata. Every year he would give 12,000 calf for Meister. So if he's giving for Meister 12,000 calf, you could imagine how much he actually owns. So again, these people were super rich, but that's not the definition of an usher. Usher just means that people are mechabed you. Okay. Amanas Shani Tzadik. The Gemara continues. What about if I say, Hariat Mekudashasli Al Tanai, that I'm a tzadik? What's considered tzadik? Afilu Rosh HaGomer Mekudashas. If you say Amanas Shani Tzadik, and really the guy clearly is not exactly the biggest tzadik, he's a Rosha, still the condition works. Why? Misafek. Shemer Hira Tshuvim B'dayte. What does Hashem consider a tzaddik? If you're mahara tshuva b'dayte, you're ready a tzaddik. It doesn't mean Hashem's not going to punish you. In order to do a full tshuva, you have to go through the whole entire process of tshuva. But in order to be considered mikanu l'haba, not to get rid of your avera, not to be mahapichet into a mitzvah, but just to go ahead and be considered mikano abo tzaddik. Once you're maharich of beliboy, I'm sorry, I regret it. From now on, I'm going to try to be the best. You're already considered a tzaddik. So come Rosh Hashanah, come Yom Kippur. You want to be considered a tzaddik. Again, not necessarily to get rid of all your averis. That about the required much. As long as you say from now on, this is who I am. I'm a tzaddik. I'm someone that I want to go learn. That should be enough. Now, it won't be a vade kedushin because it's just a shema here tshuva b'dayte. How do we know if he was mahar or not? It'll only be a safek kedushin. But many of the poskim say is that if the guy says I was mahar tshuva b'libay, then the halacha would be that we would trust him. Now, it depends. If a Russia comes in and says, Mahar Tshuva believe, but he's not a kosher or aid, he's a Russia. But if we clearly see that the guy is acting as a Baal Tshuva, we see that now he's acting as a tzaddik, since right now he has an emunah, and he says, I didn't just start acting now as a tzaddik, even b'shas the kedusha, I read Mahar Tshuva believe, but so then we will trust him. What about if a guy says just the opposite? Very interesting kedusha. Hayret Mekudeshes, Amanash Ani Russia. I'm making a kedushin only if I'm a rasha. I feel tzaddik gamer, and this guy is really a huge tzaddik. Still mekudeshes. Why? Well, b'derech kol, if you're just mechashiv about an aver Hashem, it's not mitzayif machshav l'maisa. Just thinking about averis is not enough, and we clearly see he's not doing averis. The answer is shema here dvar avodas kichavim b'daitay. Maybe he thought about doing avodah zara, and avodah zara Hashem is considers you a Russia, even if you just thought about doing Avodah Zarah. And since you thought about doing Avodah Zarah, that would be enough to create a Suffolk Kedushin. Now again, how will we know that will only be a Suffolk? How will we know what he thought? We can't read your mind. So perhaps he could go ahead and tell us. But then that will get a little complicated because Ein Adam Meisim Atzmei Russia. Would you say the concept of Einav the Mesa Master Russia? Let's say I said I thought about Avodah Zarah, but now I did tshuva. But I'm telling you, I remember when I was a kid, you know, I had these averis, and I'm being honest, that the Kishon wasn't good. So, you know, that would be a shtickle shiloh. How exactly we'll know, but I'll call Panamay Suffolk. It's possible that even someone who acts like a tzaddik was Mahar Dvar Avodah Kichavim B'daita. Now again, there's reason to believe that he's a tzaddik if he said Amanash Ani Tzaddik, because why else was he doing the Kiddush Amanash Ani Tzaddik? It's reason to imagine that he taka did tshuva, and this guy who's acting as a tzaddik said Amanash Ani Rasha, unless the guy's just totally joking around, there's reason to imagine he must have done something that he decided to say it. Okay, now we're going to be up to a fascinating Gemara known as Asura Cavern. Yeah. I guess in order for the Kedushin to be a good Kedushin, if you say tzaddik, it has to have some definition to the broader populace and not just the, I mean, it could be subjective and not objective, but not just the personal viewpoint. Asara kavim chachma yardu la'olam. So Hashem sends down a shefa every time when a person is born. Hashem makes it certain things. The baskel goes out. Is he going to be a gibber? Is he going to be a chacham? So meaning, if you want to know if a person is going to be a tzaddik or a rasha, our Gemara is not going to discuss, because that's totally on each person's bechira. But there's a certain teva that goes down to the world, and certain cities or certain countries have different tevas, at least at different points in time in history. So we say, Asara kavim chachma yardu la'olam. One of the questions that go out when a kid's born, is he going to be a chacham? So there are 10 measures of chachma that went down to the olam, and tisha nutla eretz yisrael ve'echa kala olam kulei. 9 out of 10 kavim went to Yerushalayim. So therefore, the chances of a baby in Yerushalayim being born as a Chacham is going to be much higher than a baby being born anywhere else.
At least Yerushalayim.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Tisha not La Eretz Yisrael V'Echad Kol Olam Kulei. Sorry, yeah, I had meant Eretz Yisrael, not just Yerushalayim. Zogt Rashi, what does Chachma mean in this context? So Rashi is interesting. Rashi says in this context when we say Chachma mean Torah V'Derech Eretz. To be a Talmud Chacham, maybe that's not only in Eretz Yisrael. We know the whole Talmud Bavli was written in Bavel, so apparently they had, a lot of Chachamim also there. But over here, we're referring to Torah v'Derech Eretz, and we're going to see later that even though Bavel did have a tremendous amount of Torah, but didn't have Torah v'Derech Eretz. So over here, when we're saying Asar Kavim of Chacham, we mean Torah and Derech Eretz. So Derech Eretz is usually explained in two ways. Either Derech Eretz means like proper Hanhaga, proper Midas, and we're going to see shortly that Bavel did not necessarily have the best Midas, that they had Chasroinus with certain Midas like Hanifa. And then the other classical way of defining Derech Eretz is being smart in business, knowing how to do business. Asar kavim yofi yardu l'olam. There are 10 kavim of yofi, of beauty, that went down to the world. Tisha nutla Yerushalayim ve'echa kol ha'olam kulay. The most beautiful city in the world at the times of the Beis Hamikdash was Yerushalayim, and then there was only one kav of yofi that went to the rest of the world. Where do we see that Yerushalayim is so beautiful? So we see in the Gemara, in a few different Gemaras, like Rav Yochanan says that he was one of the most beautiful people in the world, and because he was from Anshe Yerushalayim, which were known as very beautiful, and the Gemara in Gittin brings down, B'nei Tzion Hayakarim HaMeslam B'paz, that the B'nei Yerushalayim were so pretty that they were more pretty than gold, and unfortunately we just read in Teichacha last week that there are certain things that were so bad that could not even be said in the Teichacha. What was this thing the Gemara in Gittin said that was so bad that could not even be mentioned? It's such a bazillion. It says this, is that when they used to be Mishamish Mitosei, the Goyim, they used to want to look at something beautiful. That way their child should be beautiful. And what they would do is that they would tie up someone from Yerushalayim because he was so beautiful. That way they could see something beautiful before they were... But I'll call upon him. We see that at least at certain periods in history, I don't know at this period in history, that Yerushalayim was the most beautiful city in the world. I think all of the above, both Yerushalayim, but specifically the people. We're referring to the teva of like when people. When we talk about Chachma, we're referring to the people had Chachma. When we're talking about Yefi, I think the people. And we're going to keep on going on. Let's say, Asar Kavim Ashiris Yardu La'olam. So clearly.
Yeah. But there is not two
Tzadim. We're referring to the people. Yeah, the people. Happens to be Yerushalayim was also Yefi, but
yeah,
over here.
I thought that's what
the people we're referring to.
The natural environment there, or the building, as you just
said. No, so I was saying the people that there's a chance of every kid that's born, Hashem decides is he again not if he's going to be a tzaddik or not, but is he going to be a chacham? Is he going to be an usher? Is he going to be yofi? And the chances are much much higher for a child born in Yerushalayim.
Didn't include the city.
No. Right, they're the people. Asar kavim ashiris yardu la'olam. There are 10 kavim of riches that went la'olam. Tisha nutla raimi be'echa kol olam kulei. Rome, the chance of, Rome, at least in its height, the chance of being rich was much, much higher, al pi teva, if you were born in Rome. What's the reason for that? Because we say that Esav was Yerush this world, and we were Yerush the next world. So since Esav was Yerush this world, it's very mistaver that the chances of being rich were the highest for the people in Rome. Asar kavim anias yardu l'olam. What about the chance of being born and having a teva of being poor? Tisha notla bavel v'echa kol olam kulei. The chance of being poor was very, very high in bavel. Asur Kavim Gasis Yardula Oilam. Asur Kavim of being a Bal Gaiva went down to the world, which was the place which had the most Bal Gaiva. Tisha Nutla Elam. Nine of them went to Elam. The Echa Kala Oilam Kulay. So the chances of being a Bal Gaiva were the highest in Elam. Where was Elam? So we're more familiar with Shushan Abira. Shushan Abira, which we know is the place of Haman and Ahasuerus, and where they showed off all the riches and the big parties, Shushan Abira was actually in the country named Elam. So what we're saying is that the chances of being a Bal Gaiva were the highest in Elam. And this is not just for the Goyim, but for the Yidden also. The Gemara is going to explain later. That also the Yidden perhaps had a shtickle baya with being a Bal Gaiva. The Gassus, Lebavel, Nachas. In fact, the Gemara, what do you mean Gassus only went down to Shushan Abira, to Elam, but Lechara it went also Lebavel? Why Vakshev? There's a famous pasuk. What's this pasuk? So this pasuk is in the middle of a nevuah of Zechariah. Fascinating context. They're talking about that they were taking away the Yetzer Hara. There's a fascinating Gemara in Sanhedrin that talks about how the Chachamim tried to go ahead and be Mevatel, the Yetzer Hara, and then they said, well, what's going to happen? The Yetzer Hara is going to scream out, so you're going to have to put him in this lead kli because the voice won't come out of the lead kli. So in that context, the pasuk continues, the Esa Einai, Zechariah looked up, in his nevuah, the Aaron I saw, v'nei shtayim noshim yotzeis. I saw two ladies, not physical ladies, I saw two ladies, yotzeis, the ruach bekamfeim, and then there was a ruach underneath their wings, v'lehena knafayim kekamfei chasida, and these wings looked like the wings of a chasida bird. That's one of a stork, one of the trefa birds. This chassid is known for being doing chassid only to its friends, but not to anyone else. Batisena es ha'efa ben ha'aretz u'ben ha'shamayim. And then they carried this efa, this dough, where we're going to see this was obviously a metaphysical efa, between the earth and shamayim. It didn't fit in the earth, it didn't fit in shamayim, it was in between. But oimer al ha'malach ha'dover bi, and then Zechariah spoke to the malach, where are they taking this Eifa? They're going to take this Eifa to establish a residence in Eretz Shinar. But Amar, and where is Shinar? Shinar is Bavel. But Amar of Yochanan, what were they carrying? Zu Chanufa Begasis Haruach Sheyardu LeBavel. What they were carrying was, this Eifa was the Yetzer Hara, not the whole Yetzer Hara, but two parts of the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara of Chanufa, of flattery, and the Yetzer Hara of Gasas HaRuach, of Gaiva. So clearly the Pasuk is saying is that they took the Yetzer Hara of Chanufa, and they were Boina Bayis in Bavel, not in Shushan. So how could you tell me that nine Kavim went to Shushan of Gaiva, but we see that Gaiva and Chanufa went to Bavel? And for the Gemara, in the Hachanachas, you're right, the Taka brought the Yetzer Hara to Bavel, but it didn't rest there. V'shtarvu v'hu d'shtarv l'hasam, and then it kept on traveling all the way to Shushan. Dekanami, I'll make a diach, dektani livnos l'bayis, shmamina. It says livnos l'bayis, that they carried two things, but they only built one house, not two houses. To Gassus, the Ruach Taka went to Bavel. Chanufa Taka went to Bavel, but the second bias of Gasas Haruach that did not stay in Bavel, rather it went to Shushan Shmamina. So how do we see this from the pasuk? So Rashi explains the pasuk very well. Ha'efa, the Rashi, La'el Minekshev, right before that, in the pasuk it says, Zois HaRisha, this Risha, the Yetzer Hara, V'yashlich Oysa El Teicha Eifa, and they took the Yetzer Hara and put it into the Eifa. Yetzer Hara Shenimser B'yadam, that they got control over the Yetzer Hara, Hishlichu B'teicha, and they threw it into this Eifa. K'daminim B'Sanhedrin, this is the famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, if anyone has time to see, very fascinating, Daf Samach Dalit, Shadrua Beduda Da'ava, they took the Yetzer Hara, and then they wanted to control it, and they didn't want it to be able to scream and get out, so therefore they put it in the Duda Da'ava, in a lead kli. And these two Noshim were carrying the Yetzer Hara of Chanufa and the Yetzer Hara of Gatzas HaRuach. Where do we see that in the Pasuk? What's considered a bunch of hot air? He Gatzas HaRuach, right? When you say it was someone full of hot air, that they're full of this Ruach, it's referring to the Ruach of Gatzas HaRuach. The Chanufa, where the Rem is the Chanufa? Why does it say the Chasida bird? This Chasida bird only does Chasidus. Only it's not really a nice bird. It only does Chasidus with Chavrusah. Because I'm a Beil Trefus. That's like Chanufa. I'm trying to smear you for an agenda. Not that you're a Baal Chesed, but you'll do Chesed or you'll give flattery to your friend. Just that way, you know, he'll be nice to you. And he'll give you something. So therefore, we see that Chanifa and Gaiva went to Bavel. So why are you saying that Gaiva went to Shushan? So for the Gemara, it originally went Lahacha LeBavel, but then eventually it traveled. The Gaiva did not end up in Bavel; rather, it went LaHasam. It went LeElam. The Ritva also points out that an Eifa has three saw in it. A saw has six kavim, so that means every Eifa has 18 kavim. And the reason why it has 18 kavim is because there were 9 kavim of Chanufa and 9 kavim of Gaiva. And the 9 kavim went down to Shushan of Gaiva, but the 9 kavim of Chanufa, that Taka stayed in Bavel. So we see that the biggest Bali Gaiva were in Shushan Habira. In fact, the Gemara, Eini, is this true? That Gaiva is in Shushan and not so much in Bavel. But Amar Mar, Simon Legasas. How do you know if someone's a Bal Gaiva? There's a Simon to see if someone's a Bal Gaiva is Aeneas. Because Gaiva causes Aeneas. And we know Vaniyas Bavel Hu De'ika, and we know that Bavel is full of Aniyim. So since Bavel is full of Aniyim, so then therefore that's a simon that there's obviously a lot of Gaiva going around, and the Gaiva is causing all that Aniyas. And the Gemara, no, you misunderstood. The simon of Gaiva is not the fact that you're poor. Rebbe Darchal Aniyim are not Bali Gaiva. My Aniyas, Aniyas de Torah. It means if you're a Bal Gaiva, that causes you to be an Ani in Torah. It makes you become not a Talmud Chacham. What's the reason, where do you see that, what's the reason why Gaiva causes Aniyas de Torah? Because if you're going to go ahead and you'll go to the Shir and you'll listen to your Rebbe, so very good, you can become a Talmud Chacham. If you're a Bal Gaiva, why should I go listen to him? I know already. Or why should I bother chazering? I'm going to for sure remember. Why should I bother listening? So a Bal Gaiva causes someone to be an Ani in Torah, and in Bavel they were not Ani in Torah, and therefore they were not Bal Gaiva. They only had the other problem of Chanufa. Dr. Ashi, oh, so I missed the Rashi before. Dekanami Diksiv Livnos Labayis. At the beginning, it says that there were two Nashim that were carrying. And once they want to be Kaveya and stay in Bavel, Kishabo, live in his bias, like Voyabu Bavel, Kotsavla, Dahino Chanufa Luchuda. It only said one bias. Why did it say only one bias, not two? The answer is only Chanufa stayed in Bavel, but Gaiva did not stay in Bavel. It went to Shushan. He'll have more of a teva.
He's putting himself in for his children.
Like to be born in Bavel, there's a higher chance that his son will have the teva of being a Bal Gaiva. Now, about it, he could be Mizgaber and do mitzvahs and not Averis.
Right, exactly. But I'm saying what he's doing is he's putting himself, he's putting his son, his children, his future generations in a behind an eight ball almost. Like,
yeah.
Like almost a like. Shia.
So if you're in Bavel, there's a higher chance of him being a Baal Chanifa. So it's Kedai. If you go to Eretz Yisrael, there's a better chance of being a Chacham. Not a Talmud Chacham, that's already up to your Bechira. Not a Tzaddik, that's already up to Bechira, but a Chacham. With a Chacham in Torah and Derech Eretz. So the Chayra, that... Yes, correct. Nine kavim out of ten went down to that country. Yeah.
Was
90% of Balagaiva are in that country. Doesn't mean 90% of that country are Balagaiva. 90% of Balagaiva live in that country. But yeah. Yeah.
It's not a good
thing. Yeah. So Rashi says that how do we know that there was only one, not two? So the answer is Lashon Achar Livnos, that they wanted to build Loibanu, but Lameisa, it did not settle there. Tosfos actually brings down another Mahalach. The Tosfos says everywhere in the Torah it goes Livnos La Bayis. Every single place in the Torah when it says La, La is a Mapik Hay. There's only three exceptions that when it says La, it's not a Mapik Hay. And this is one of the three exceptions. What's the reason why Livnos La Bayis does not have a Mapik Hay? It is because we're going to dash in Livnos La Bayis, that they're not going to build one of the on the houses that we're in dash and la not as la, rather as loy mitten aleph. That loy means not, that they're not going to build one of the batim there, and that the gaiva did not actually settle in Bavel, rather it settled in Shushan. But the different countries have different tavas. Why did Hashem set up the world that certain country? I mean, why did Hashem make it? Yeah, I think that's above my pay grade.
You get paid for this?
So I don't know. The Gemara is telling us what happened. I guess part of Hashem's plan is that certain countries should have certain tevas. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Possibly, yeah. Yeah, very nice, beautiful. Okay, wait, one more Rashi. Mayanias, Dr. Ashi. Mayanias, to have a simana legasas, that Anias is a simon for being a balgaiva. So Dr. Gemara, but it's not referring to Anias of being poor, but it's referring to Anias to Torah, the Enan Necha Algase Haruach. That Anias does not rest on people who are Bali Gaiva. Dimitrich Gasusai Imishamesh Kultzer. Because you're such a Bali Gaiva, so then you're not going to bother to try to be Mishamesh Kultzer to your Rabbi. Imachazer Al Shmuasai, you're not going to bother to Chazer. In order to get the Torah, you can't be a Bali Gaiva. You have to say, I don't know. I have to go ask this Rebbe, I have to go ask this Rebbe, I have to chazer, I have to do it. You can't just, you know, rest on your laurel and say, oh, of course, I'm the biggest Talmud Chacham, I know everything, I don't have to bother to work hard. You got to keep on pushing, keep on chazering. So Anias of Torah is a simon of a Baal Gaiva. So therefore, we do not see that in Babel. Dr. Gemara Vayter, Dikshiv. What? What do you think?
Being lazy is the reason why.
We're saying Gaiva maybe could cause there. But Rashi saying because you're a Baal Gaiva, that's why you're not doing it. Laziness might be also. There may be many reasons why, but the Gemara is saying it's the arrogance. That the fact that you're an ani in Torah is a siman that you're a bal gaiva. That's what the
question. Doing ways evil also a different factor.
I think if you don't learn, you probably also won't become a talmud chacham. My rabbi used to always say, "How are you going to become a talmud chacham? Go learn. If you don't go learn, then yeah, you won't." But over here we're discussing the gaiva. Not that the guy is lazy. We're saying is the anias. Now, how do we know in Shushan that they were a bunch of, that they were aniyim in Torah? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Ochis lanu ktana, we have a young sister, but Shadayim inlan, she didn't yet develop her Shadayim in order to be Menik. She didn't yet develop her breast that she could be Menik. So how do we dash in that Pasuk? Amar Rav Yochanan, Zu Elam, this is Elam, Shazach Salom, it was able to learn. There were lots of big Tamei Chacham there. Who was in Shushan? Daniel was there, Mordechai was there, so there was not a lack of teachers. However, Lezach Salom Lamed, however, Daniel and Mordechai were not able to teach the masses. They were Aniyim Beter. Why were they not able to teach? Because they were Bali Gaiva, and they felt that, why do we have to go ahead and learn properly from Daniel and from Mordechai? So Rashi explains, "Diksev Ochis Lanu Ktana, Alma Anias de Torah Be'elam Hu." The Anias of Torah was in Shushan Abiri. Even though we have big Talmid Chacham, they didn't develop there. Mordechai developed in Yerushalayim, and then he went down to Shushan. Tell you about Daniel. We know in Shushan Abiri there was Daniel. "Diksev Ani B'Shushan Abiri, Asher Be'elam." It says in Daniel that he lived in Shushan Abiri. And where is Shushan Abira? That's Be'elam HaMedina. Shushan Abira was a place in the country of Elam. B'chein Mordechai was there, so there clearly was big Tamil Chacham there. But the problem is that their dar was not properly Isaac in Torah because they were Bali Gaiva, and they hadn't learned. And therefore Daniel and Mordechai were not Zeicha to teach Torah to the masses properly, that they didn't have any Shadayim in order to be Menik, meaning that they couldn't give over, just like a mother gives over to her baby to nurse her baby, but they were unable to nurse their children, they were unable to go ahead and teach their children Torah. Aval Bavel Zachsalalamid, and Bavel Zaytaka, not only did they have big Tamil Chachamim, but they also had lots of Tamidim that learned. Kedekshib Ezra, Ki Hechem Lavavai, Ezra, who was in Bavel, was Hechem Lavavai, Lahavim Eteres Hashem. That Ezra was a tremendous Tamil Chacham, and not only was he, was Mavim Eteres Hashem, but he was also Lalamid Yisrael Chayku Mishpa. Ezra was Zaycha not just to learn, but also to teach. So then, therefore, in Bavel, they did not have the problem of Gaiva, and they did learn from Ezra, but in Shushan, they had the problem of Gaiva, and therefore, they did not learn properly from Mordechai, and maybe, perhaps, that's what caused the whole entire Purim story, that they were Nena Mishudase, and then Baruch Hashem, they eventually did Tshuva, but maybe what started it was their Gaiva, and the fact that they were not learning properly. Asara Kavim Gvura yardu la'olam. There are 10 kavim of being a giber that went to the olam. Tisha nutla parsiyim. The Persians were lots of big giberim. They were called beards. They were known as they were balbasar. They were big and they were strong. Asar kavim kinim yardu la'olam of lice. Tisha nutla madai. Apparently, Madai was a very dirty country filled with lice. What? No, there's Pras and Madai, which were similar kingdoms very near each other, but one is referring to the Persian kingdom and one is referring to the Madai.
Did I interrupt you? I'm sorry.
No.
So it's over here that the Persian Kishmandu, and those people were Persian descent versus people who traveled through.
Yeah, no, I think it's referring to the country, meaning the country of Pras, which I guess
Jewish
or Yeah, like the Bali Gaiva, we see where even the Bnei Yisrael in Shushan. Imagine Achashverosh, what was also a pretty big Bali Gaiva, but yeah, it means the country had this teva. And everyone who's in that country could be affected by the teva. I mean, you could be Mizgaber, you know. Asar kavim ksufim yardu l'olam. 10 kavim of magic went down to the world. Tisha nutla Mitzrayim. We all know Mitzrayim was known for being a place of kishif. Asar kavim negum yardu l'olam. 10 kavim of different negas went to the olam. And tisha nutla chazirim. Apparently chazirim have lots of negas. A chazir is known for having lots of different negas. Some of the farshim say that it doesn't mean literally a chazir, rather it's referring to Edom, which is nimshal a chazir, but pashup shan the gemara is just saying that chazirim themselves have lots of negas. Asar kavim znus yardu la'olam tisha nutla arvia. The Arabs took 9 kavim of znus, so don't let it fool you. Even though the Arabs, you know, like they cover the, you know, the ladies cover themselves over, 9 kavim of znus went to arvia. That 9 kavim of the znus went to the Arabs.
Arabia talking about people
for
the Arab countries.
It's the teva of Nus, that mida of wanting to do it went to the country of Asar kavim azas yardu la'olam tisha nutla meishan. 9 out of 10 azas went to meishan. Why? Because the Gemara Sirashi explains. Azus is mamzeris. That pshat is that people that are mamzerim have the teva of Azus, and titla nashim meishan ruben mamzerim. Rave of the city of meishan was mamzerim. Because Amar lekaman, like the Gemara in Kedusha and Daf Ayin Aleph says, gabi yochsen meishan meisa. And when it's over the, in that context, when it says meishan meisa, it means that rave of meishan are mamzerim.
Gaiva.
Azus is like to be brazen, and Gaiva is about Gaiva. Right, so this is brazenness. So there's a distinction between being brazen. It's, again, many of the bad midas are related. Gaiva causes many other things. If you're a Baal Gaiva, that could cause you to be brazen. But one is a Baal Gaiva, that I think I'm the best. And one thing is that I'm brazen to other people. It could be even I don't think I'm better than them, but I'm brazen to them. It's not necessarily the same thing. It's a different mida. Uvivamash amrin nami psuli darpanya mishum psuli demeshan. That lots of the Mamzerim and Arpanya are coming from Meshan. So we see that Meshan was filled of Mamzerim, and Mamzerim have the Teva of being brazen. What about us? I think it's, they say it's maybe near modern day Iraq, maybe?
Southern Iraq.
Okay, so there you have it. I'm not sure exactly, but the junction of Euphrates and the Tigris River, if that helps you. Southern Iraq. Asar kavim sicha yardu la'olam. Titla nashu nashim. 10 kavim of sicha went to the world, and tisha nutla nashim. The women are known for being big talkers. The Rav actually told me over, Rabbi Margaretin, told me over a bit from Rav Huttner. He says there are 10 kavim of sicha that went to the world. 9 out of 10 the woman took, and they're still not satisfied. Asara kavim sichras yardu la'olam. 10 kavim of drunkenness, or some people have the girsa of shachras. Of being dark, sorry, 10 kavim of sichras yardu la'olam, tisha nutlu kushim. The kushim, who are dark, like from Africa, they have 9 kavim of getting drunk or perhaps of being dark. Asar kavim shena yardu la'olam, Tisha Natlu Avodim, the Echad Natlu Kala Olam Kulei. Avodim have a teva that they sleep a lot. You know, they work hard and then they sleep a lot. They enjoy a good shluffs, or maybe perhaps it's related to Apsilus or something. But I'll call upon him, 9 out of 10 Kavim of Shena went to the Avodim. Okay, Zak the Mishnah. So now the Mishnah is going to be referring to different tenais that a person should make kiddushin, and the reality is not true. Let's say a person says, "What? Oh, is Mr. Rashi? What? No, we finished the Rashi. What?" Let's say, look the Mishnah, Amanashani Kain. Let's say I say it to a lady, Harit Mekdashis Li, Amanashani Kain. And the truth is, Vinim Salevi. Now, it could be he made a mistake, or it could be he was done making a vitz, but at the end of the day, she only agreed to the Kedushin only if he's a Kain. And in truth, he's a Levi. Or let's say he said, I'll deny that I'm a Levi, Vinim Sakain. So therefore, it was not true what he said. Let's say, no, so even though Kehanim come from Shevet Levi, but the Maisa, they're separated. Like, you give Maisa to a Levi, and you give Truma to a Kohen. They're considered separate. They have separate halachas. A Kohen could do the Avodah, and a Levi does the share. Nasin and Nimsimam. Let's say he says, tonight that I'm a Nasin, and in truth of the matter is, he's not a Nasin. He's not from the Gevainim. He's really a Mamzer. Or if he says he's a mamzer, menims nasin, so then once again he was not mekaymes tenei. Let's say he says ben ir, that I'm a city boy, menims ben krach, so an ir is a small city and a ben krach is a big city. So he claims I'm from a small city, and really he's from a big city. Or let's say he says a ben krach, I'm from a big city, menims ben ir, and in truth he lives in a small city. Now, what's considered better? Is it better to live in a small city or a big city? So Rashi says, the famous Rashi, Ben Ir, Nimsa Ben Krach, Yeshivas Krachim Kasha. It's always considered better to live in a small city. It's not considered good, Dr. Rashi, at least in their days, to live in a big city. It's tough to live in a big city. Shakrachu Makam Shvakim by Yoker Matsuboy. In the Krach, there are all types of markets there, and it's very busy over there, and things are very expensive in the big city. V'deichik Oyevim V'shavim, and there's always people pushing and going, and there's always traffic. So Rashi says is that if, you know, by other things, Kain or Levi, what's considered objectively big, better, I'm not so sure. But Negeta Ben Ir, V'nimsa Ben Krach. What? Kohen is definitely a more chash of a yichas than a Levi, but maybe I don't want to marry a Kohen because maybe, you know, because a Kohen is always doing the avodah, there's more chances of them doing something wrong, or they have to go away for a certain amount. So about a couple of them, but Rashi says,
maybe a person doesn't want to marry a Kohen because they don't want to marry someone who's too high.
Right. I want to marry someone who's on my level. I don't want to marry someone who's going to be looking down on me. Yeah.
Yeah,
you'll have to explain. Right, for sure. So you have to make it tonight, and if there's a reason, let's say I'm a nasa, I have $100, and then you say $200, and you're like, well, for sure I'll be happy with $200, if that would be true, so then you could say, is that was nechal the my tonight? But in all these cases, it was not nechal the my tonight. Maybe bedafka I want a kayin and not a levy. Maybe I want a levy, not a kayin.
I mean, you can say that, $100. I
But basically, the Havamina would be is, let's say, I would think, if I say I'm a Nashani Levi, and then I'm a Kayin, so I might think, I mean, I didn't want to marry Yisrael. I wanted someone who had the good, Yichas of a Levi, but maybe for sure I'd be good with the Kayin, Kamash Malan, the Mishnah. That, no, that's not true. That not necessarily would I be.
Mishnah is saying that you have to tell truth.
Right.
Now, you know, why do you have to tell me about not to... Anyway,
right. Yes. Yeah, so that we're going to have to wait for the Gemara. But meaning we're going. It could be a reason why she would bedafka be happier with a nasin and not a mamzer or a mamzer without a nasin.
The city's always better. I mean, all these other ones, you don't want to be living with. The city's always better to be.
The small city is always better than the big city.
It's a different type of case. So why would it say both? Both sides of that case.
So even though Rashi says that, what's it called again? That living in a big city is considered worse. By the end of the day, a lot of people like living in the big city because that's it's always tougher, but it's not necessarily what she wants. Meaning. So Ben Ir v'Nimsa Ben Krach. Ben Krach v'Nimsa Ben Ir. So Lameisa, I made it tonight. It was not the truth, and maybe she was makbid on that tonight. Let's say I say I'm Nasha Besi Karav L'Merchot. In those days, they didn't have the Merchot in the house. They had it outside of the house. So maybe she wants the house should be Karav L'Merchot. And v'Nimsa Rochik. And in truth, the house is not close to the Merchot. It's far away from the Merchot, or just the opposite, Rochik. That he said, I'll tonight that I'm far away from the Merchats, and therefore you have more privacy. Minim Sakarev.
All these keys are Vadai in
Yeah.
It's all relative. I would say all these should be
a suffering. So that's what our Mishnah is saying, is don't say it's this. We're going to finish the Mishnah soon. The Mishnah is going to say, even though she says, I don't care about it. And I don't care about the tonight. Doesn't make a difference. Lameisa, he said it tonight, and it wasn't the truth, and therefore.
So far and close, it depends.
If you want, you can make a new kedushin, but that kedushin
didn't
work.
Far and close is all relative.
Okay, but
well, what's far? Rebbe's far from me.
So,
if you listen here, you're far from me. Or you know, you're too close to me.
So once again, like we said before, usher means. Meaning subjective, what people consider an usher. So to over here, karav means what people consider close, and rachik means what people consider far. You're right, different places might, or different people in different contexts might mean different things. But as long as people understand close, meaning on the block, and then if you're a half a mile away, if people consider that far, then that's considered far. You will need some context, you're right, for close and far. I don't know if it's an objective, close and far. Let's just finish up the Mishnah. Let's say I say tonight that I have a daughter or a shifcha that's grown up, and he doesn't have, that he doesn't have and he does have, that I don't have children, that he does have children, even though she said, I really wanted the kedushin, I don't care about it. I don't care if you're a Levi or a Kayin, I don't care if you have a son. Or not, Afal Pikin, Ena Mukudasha. Still, you made it tonight, and therefore it's no good. Okay, we'll stop here.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed the last three words? Sorry. What were the last three words? And so too, it doesn't make a difference if she made it tonight or if he made it tonight. Okay, sorry.
I thought you were talking to someone else.
I may actually. Oh, wait, sorry. What do I press again? I just hang up?